Good morning. We are continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel. We're learning Siman Aleph, and we've mentioned that the Chayalim is giving various requirements and conditions which must be met to permit the non-Jew to do work for the Jew on Shabbos. So we mentioned so far three of them. That has to be outside of the Jew's home, he has to be paid, and it has to be that he's accepted the work for himself, as opposed to that he's the contractor, as opposed to a hired hand. Dalid, shlo yiyachad lo ma malacha b'shabbos. So the non-Jew is taking the job for himself in his own place. So a person delivers their car to the mechanic before Shabbos. So it's taking place in the mechanic's premise, not in the person's home. The mechanic is a mekablin. He is accepting the responsibility to fix the brakes. He's working for himself. He got a job to do. He now is doing his job. He's not working for the Jew. He's being paid. But the Jew says, listen, you know, I need it available tomorrow night, right after my Sabbath. And he drops it off right before Shabbos. He's very busy. He says, you know, I'm going to drop it off right before my Sabbath. My Sabbath starts at sunset is at 6:30. I'm dropping it off at 6:15, and I'm picking up tomorrow night at 7:15. You have to do it for me over Shabbos. So he told the non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos. So that's a problem. He's miyachad the malacha on Shabbos. I feel loymer loy. Reish ani tzorach l'malacha zu tekev achar Shabbos. So if he says explicitly, he cannot say explicitly, work for me on the Shabbos, or he cannot say, have it available like we just said, immediately after Shabbos, which is the equivalent of saying, I need it, I need you to do the work for me on Shabbos. So he's asking the non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos. So the whole goal over here is to undermine, if we look at the non-Jew is not working for you, but since you told him specifically to do it on Shabbos, you told him before Shabbos that he should work for you on Shabbos, but when he's working for you, he's working for you on Shabbos. That's why he's doing it on Shabbos. So you've undermined this idea of it's his own decision of how and to do the work, etc. He's working for himself. The fact that you told him that he must do it in a specific time frame, and he's doing it, then it's considered he's working for you. And that's going to be a problem. Okay, hey. Here the Chazal were worried the Mara, after all this said and done, we still have a Mara Sayan, people will think that he's working for you. So Chazal differentiated between things which are done in the karka, done in real estate, things which are done betolish. Hey, shliya davka melechus tolish, lo yiyah letzarech mechubar klal, koshken melechus mechubar atzmai. Things which are attached to the ground, or things which are part of the ground, you can't. Even though it's not on the Jewish premise, but it has a certain measure, level of visibility, different than something which is done in the confines of the non-Jew's garage, the mechanic's garage. A certain amount of visibility, which raises the question, why is this guy doing this work over here? What's going on? So Chazal said that's a concern of, this is a Maris Ayin, which is based on a Gemara. Actually, the primary Gemara is Gemara in Avodah Zorah, and it talks about the concept of Shabbos, Maris Ayin vis-a-vis Shabbos, and this is one of the concerns that it has. Vav, continuing with that idea, Shalom Yim, Afursim, Shemalach Hazu, He Shal Yisrael, Shal Yisrael Zem. It can't be well known that this is work being done for a Jew. So I walk by a mechanic, and the mechanic's garage is in the Jewish neighborhood, not a non-Jewish mechanic, Jewish neighborhood. Garage doors are open, that's how he works, and the car says on a big bumper sticker on the back, Ein Oid Milvado. It says on it, Bitochen. It says on it, the license plate says Rebbe, right? So those situations, somebody walks by and says, Stam, it's a non-Jew's car, right? It's obvious that he's working for a Jew. So it's something, even though it's the person has met the criteria that he is a kabbalah, he's a contractor, he's working on his own premise, he is getting paid, The Jews are not necessarily telling him when to do it, but the fact that it's known to people that he's working for a Jew on Shabbos is going to be problematic. Menir Ali, he adds in the parentheses, Shekol Shidua Legimu B'nei Odom Nikir Meforsim. So how well known is problematic? If three Jews will know about it, that's problematic. So it can't be known that it's the work for the Jew, unless the so if the person would work on in a garage which is far away from the Jewish neighborhood, so even though it says the Jew, it's very clearly a Jewish car, even though Jews are going to see it, it's not a problem. But if it's going to be publicized, it's going to become public knowledge due to the where it is, etc., that's problematic. So that's the next three criteria that the Chayyadim adds, again, so that he says that the Jew cannot request from the worker that the worker does the work on Shabbos. It has to be dealing with things which are not attached to the ground, movable objects, and it cannot be well known that the work is being done for a Jew. Have a good day.